Hey. What's up?
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey. It's Boss Bar Radio. What's up? I'm Griffin Hoffman. Hey, Andy.
Hey.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hey. How you guys doing? How's it going? What's up? What's up?
It's going.
Yeah?
It's going. It's going. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while since we've done this last one. We're living in a different kind of world right now.
A whole 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Did you guys not do one last week?
We did a video.
Video.
Yeah.
Of a shitty game.
It's not a shitty game. It's whatever. A shitty game. Well, yeah. Okay. You're
talking about Parappa.
We did a video one. For Parappa the Rapper 2.
Oh. I have never played those, but I don't know. They're kind some of people like them.
Rhythm-based video games, rhythm-based music video games have improved greatly.
Yeah.
Since the times of Parappa.
Spike is super live.
Oh, yeah.
Do you hear that? Me scratching my beard.
Stop scratching your beard.
I really don't have a beard to scratch.
Press your beard scratch button. Wicca, wicca. Yeah, you know, if I knew more about audio stuff, maybe I could fix that. But, you know, it's guerrilla warfare here. If it works, it works.
Yeah, it's fine. I just won't scratch.
Do you want more? Do you want less sound? Do you want to go lower?
I have no complaints.
Okay. Stop complaining.
Sorry.
Scratch your beard. I'll scratch mine too. Matt, you want to scratch your beard?
And we lost everyone.
I don't think mine good. Comes through. Because mine's not thick enough.
I think mine's too greasy right now to come through.
So we're gross is what we're trying to tell the audience. We're gross people.
Picture this. Three dudes, three beards, all being scratched simultaneously.
Yeah.
Let's do what we do best. Talk about some video games here. Because
this happens every episode where we start off and go on some weird tangent.
That's general format for podcasts.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, what were we talking about?
Video games, brother! Matt, you played something from a million years ago.
Yeah.
What was it? We don't got time to
a million
waste
years
this
ago,
time.
You got me 2 years ago, but I decided to play my first MMO.
What did you pick?
I picked Star Wars The Old Republic.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not good.
Is it not? I haven't heard anything about it.
I've been playing it obsessively, but it's not good.
I was just super excited about it when it came out, but
it's kind of bombed. It's losing money. It went free to play pretty quick, but you know, quote unquote free to play because you're locked out of certain things unless you're a subscriber, of course.
Like RuneScape.
Yeah, I've never played that, but so
that's
yeah,
what the kids play.
Like I booted it up trying to play it free to play, but before I even created my character, I was like, oh, I'll just subscribe because they were locking me out of a certain race I wanted to play.
Yeah.
So, and
what was the race?
Well, I joined the Empire and I wanted to be a Sith, but they locked out the race of the Sith.
Oh, the cool.
So, yeah, if you're going to play the Empire, you might as well play as a Sith. So I was just like, screw it, I'll be a subscriber. And
I could have magic powers or I could have a laser gun.
Yeah, everyone wants to be with a lightsaber.
Rocks. Right, yeah.
You could be like an Imperial agent who fires a blaster. That just seems really boring. But that game doesn't even... It's not supposed to run on my computer. I don't even meet the minimum requirements for that game. So it's down on its lowest settings for graphics.
Oh, so you're just having a bad experience already.
Yeah, but I've dealt with that in the past. I mean, I play games on a older PC like 10 years ago. You know, when games couldn't run on it, and I could deal with it just fine.
Sure.
But even if everything ran perfectly fine, like, well, that game's just kind of boring.
So what happened? How is it a level-based system? Like, do you level up, or like, how do you have to grind a bunch, or how does it work?
You don't really have to grind. I just do, there's like a main storyline for your class, and then there's like, you know, side missions you can do, which are really easy to do. You don't really have to grind or anything.
Okay.
I mean, I've been playing it for a week and a half, and I'm at level 39, and the level cap is 50.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Are there people to play with, or is it pretty much you playing a single-player game, but with the internet?
Kind of me by myself.
Have
I played,
you grouped up?
I grouped up once to do a mission called a Flashpoint, which you and three other people get together, and you do this mission that's really tough. You have to be a certain level for each of these missions, and I did that, and that was kind of tough, but it was also kind of fun. But No, I really haven't grouped up with anybody. There's really no need if you just want to do the main quest and everything. But they do have missions, and they're called heroic missions, where you're supposed to group up with 1 to 3 other people and stuff. But I just skip those. You don't really need to do them. It just seems more like a pain if I want to group up, find a bunch of random people that I don't know that don't know me, and just...
This is your first MMO.
It is, yeah. There's no need to play with other people.
That's why people like them. Like,
no, I just want to show off my stuff to people. Like, hey, exactly. I'm 39 and you're a level 20. Oh,
check out my sweet, I don't know, lightsaber.
But I'm also not into PvP.
Check out my sweet robes.
Yeah, you know. Check out my companion I'm bringing with me. Check out my speeder I can ride
so
around.
So you're one of those guys who just hangs out in town with all the...
No.
Popping your...
I will when
gifts.
I reach level 50. I'll just jump around in
popping
the middle.
Your yeah. non-combat pets.
Yep. Maybe you should start playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah. That would give me a reason to start playing that game again.
That just seems like a steeper learning curve to me.
Nah. You don't like learning new things very much,
no,
do you?
I do.
If you played the Star Wars game and you didn't have any trouble with it, you'll be fine with
it. Yeah,
World
it's not hard.
It's the same game.
And they make it easier every year, too.
Yep.
There just seems to be like...
Just don't talk to anybody. That's the key.
Just until you're ready. Until you're ready like to
no,
group up.
Don't. Just don't ever. Don't ever.
It's not worth it.
Don't ever talk to anybody. And if you do, like, don't even use the chat. Just say words. Like,
just slash S.
Yes. Yeah. Make your character do the talking, because then nobody else has to hear you.
That's fine. I can deal with that.
You could be in my guild. Just chilling with my gnomies.
This goes just G-chat barons.
That's seriously.
All the time. G-chat barons.
That's,
You know what? Now you're making me think of that I want to play WoW, but, you know, Titan's probably going to come out in a year or two, so...
Nope.
WoW is only fun when you're playing it with people, in my opinion.
That seems to be the case.
It gets really boring quickly.
I think WoW is only fun when you're playing it with people and you've already played it a ton.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You don't play MMOs and meet friends unless
right.
you're no. a young person.
Yes.
Like, at this point, like, it's too late for you, Matt.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean,
you have to know what you're doing. Otherwise, nobody really cares for you.
Or else they just make fun. They're like, or else it's just assholes.
I don't know. I've never had really a hostile experience. Even when I was tanking, like, sometimes.
Oh yeah.
People get pissed off when you don't do the right thing.
Of course, but it's not that. It's just like the weird passive aggressive bullshit that you have to deal with online people, where they're like, oh yeah, nice talent tree. Here's some money. Maybe you want to go respec. And you're like, you asked for this. You asked me to do this for you.
Oh, man. Griff, sounds like you've got some baggage.
No, it's just, it's part of why I hate playing games online, where it's like, hey, you know, like, let's go do this thing. And then the other person's like, well, what kind of thing are you? And you're like, well, I'm a this guy. And they're like, well, we need this guy. And you're like, okay, well, what does that mean?
Then tell me about it. Tell me what happened, Griff.
Okay, let me lay down here on this couch. This one time I was running as a tank. I just threw that thingy with the dragons. I had a shield. I don't fucking know.
Oh, you don't remember?
No, okay. I really don't.
I remember your...
What was your character class?
I played... In World of Warcraft, I played a paladin, a ret pally.
Oh, see? And you need a prop pally. If you want a tank.
And then I switched to a prod pally, because it was like, everybody's like, this is way more viable, you should do this. And I did that, and I was like, this sucks, I get killed all the time. Mm. And in... because I was in that horrible zone of World of Warcraft where you're like, not good enough to destroy anybody around you, but good enough to be in high level areas where you're just fodder.
So you're getting ganked a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. By other players.
But it wasn't even like jerk moves. Like, I would be doing a quest in an area, and then there's another dude who's like a level lower than me. I'm just like, I got this guy. And I like sneak up on
right.
him, and I try and destroy him, and then like
so
I get
it's your
close.
Fault.
Yeah, it was my fault. But then like his buddies come out, and then it's like, great, now I can't be here for the next day because they're
yeah.
just waiting for me.
Yeah,
and
so...
I can't do anything. And then I'd play like with friends and stuff, and you know, it was much better that way, where you're mm-hmm. like, I just was happy to play with, like, as the special kid, where they're like, you don't know World of Warcraft, pat.
Yeah, and then it's like, here, come this way. Yeah. I was the guy patting heads for a long time.
Well, it helps if you
What did you play, Andy?
What did I play?
Sure. What did you main?
What didn't I play?
Okay, so I headed that off already. I don't need... I hate you.
I have a level 80 hunter.
And whatever.
And then I also like have
OP.
I have an 80 pally too, the prop pally.
Ah,
I started out as a Rhett. That was my very first character. Yeah,
It's a good time for Rhett pallies.
I have no idea what's going on.
Don't worry about it. It's the worst.
It sounds like it.
It's okay.
If it's like when I watch StarCraft commentary, and I'm like,
yeah,
I can understand words. And what they're saying, and I can kind of put some pieces together, but overall, this makes zero sense.
I'm trying to think of, I don't know. I don't remember what my other classes were. Which is a druid,
of course.
Are you playing Horde or Alliance?
I played Horde.
Oh,
good.
Played Horde for two of them, and Alliance. My first 80 was an Alliance.
Wait,
because my friend liked playing gnomes.
Oh, okay.
What was your druid?
Druids can play druids, tauren, or druids.
Oh,
I thought
that the alliance druid had some weird perk to it that made it better.
Well, originally
than a
tauren
druid.
Couldn't be the alliance druids were an alliance thing and shaman were a horde thing.
But
they've changed it.
Yeah.
Stupid cow people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's MMOs for you.
Yeah,
so you should
you
play
go.
That game if you want to know lots of information that you'll never use again once this game stops being popular.
Here's what you should do. Go play World of Warcraft.
No.
Yeah, no.
But to be perfectly honest, it informs your experience in the rest of the MMOs. I mean, like, once you really do one, they all kind of have stuff alike.
Or don't really do it and just play to the point where they charge you. Like, go play the first 20 or 30 levels. Know what, like, old Bessie is and, you know, understand what Stormwind Keep and I don't know what is the Horde equivalent.
Orgrimmar?
Sure, yeah. Like, just...
Or...
Know those things that people reference forever and then get out once you have to start paying.
Yeah.
Respec.
Level 20.
I kind of like the MMO I have now.
If you join my server, I'm pretty rich. I haven't played for a really long time, though.
Yeah.
So.
Go learn what Van Cleef is.
Mm. No.
Do yourself a favor. No, it's good.
Leroy Jenkins. There you go. That's WoW for you.
Fuck that. No, man.
Yeah, sure.
Go do some Van
Cleef.
That's
all you need to know.
Go run Van Cleef like 80 times and then...
The barracks.
And then you're good. Yeah.
Catacalism. There you go.
Catacalism.
There's my unboxing video for you. Whatever, fuck that game. It's going to be obsolete.
It's super obsolete already. Like,
well, yeah, that's
way obsolete.
But it'll be when Titan comes out, which will never come out, you say. But.
I mean, I don't think it's obsolete. It's just
graphically
stagnated
from 2005.
It's the same game that has always been with a few awesome innovations nailed onto it, yet nobody's been able to top that.
Right.
So.
That's true.
MMOs are dead forever and ever. Amen.
Which is sad.
No, that's okay. Now MMOs are connections to Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I liked it when it was harder.
I liked it when MMOs were sitting in a couch with multiple people.
That's true. I still did that with World of Warcraft. I lived with five guys that played, so we just...
Yeah, that was my favorite World of Warcraft experience is when I'd, like, have people...
Basically a LAN party, but on the internet.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Right, you used to have that in your apartment all the time.
All the time in my apartment, yeah. Well, just two people, really. I don't know if you'd call that a LAN party, but...
Yeah, well, I was across the pool playing with them sometimes.
Oh, and they actually went to your apartment once and did that, so...
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
That was weird.
It was weird. College is weird.
College.
So, Star Wars, how are your midichlorians?
I have a lot of them. I think.
Do you have them all?
I am a thief.
Did you catch all the midichlorians?
I have many midichlorians.
I'm eliminating people with midichlorians. And I guess I'll be the only one with midichlorians at one point. I don't know.
Makes sense.
Anyway. I'm basically fucking shit up. That's what I'm doing in this MMO.
Are you still playing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I.
That's the
Gotta get my money's worth.
Fascinating,
you know?
Part is that you're right that even if you don't like the game, an MMO will keep you for at least like a couple months.
Well, I'm probably gonna play it till I get to the end game, and then we'll see if I still like it, right. Or if not like it, but if I still play it.
Well,
if there isn't a story to play anymore, then
I think the public has wised up to the MMO subscription model, where it's like, or maybe it's just me, where it's like I don't feel comfortable paying for games because I'm always saying to myself, if I'm not playing this, I'm losing my
money. Right.
So that's kind of what happened with Old Republic for me when I played it. Like, I played it for a month and I was like, oh, just all the way in.
Yeah.
Elbows deep.
Exactly. And that's what you do. You're either in it or you're not.
Right.
Because otherwise it's a waste of money.
I was hunting so many bounties and then...
Oh.
Yeah.
Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
Mm.
Alliance Bounty Hunter, ooh, baby.
Boo.
I play the good guys.
That's an oxymoron.
He's a good bounty hunter. He's a heart of gold. He's like Robin Hood.
Try it.
Actually, she, probably a lady, so I don't remember.
Sure, whatever.
It's probably Billy the Cat the Bounty Hunter was my character.
Sorry. I'm trying to remember a female Alliance Rebellion bounty hunter. But I can't remember one.
How about Ballista from Knights of the Old Republic?
Mara Jade.
She was a Jedi, though.
Mara Jade?
Was she ever really Alliance, though? I thought she was kind of like neutral.
No, she was the Emperor's hand. Oh, okay. During when it was the Rebel Alliance, she was working for the Empire, and then she married Luke Skywalker.
Okay. She had a sweet spacecraft, didn't she?
She had a Z-95 headhunter. It was not a...
The hell is this from?
Okay.
Is this from, like...
The expanded universe. You
it's
don't want
not
to
a great spacecraft.
You don't want to know this stuff, Matt.
It's a problem I do. It really is. Like, you guys just found out a lot about me.
What was the name of the bounty hunter that Leia dressed up as?
That's what I was just trying
I was trying to,
remember.
To think of that.
It starts with a B.
Yate. Yate. Yate.
Because I want to say Bosk, but that's not right.
No.
He's a lizard guy.
Yeah.
Transdotion.
Transdotion. I could never say it. I can see it.
I don't remember.
Hound's Tooth was a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
I got that one in the bank.
Right.
Yep.
I know nothing.
Fierce rival of Boba Fett.
You should just feel really good about. Like you should be. You should feel good about
it's
this.
It's good that
not
you don't know these
things.
Well, I've probably seen these movies twice as many times as both of you have. So, because I watched those movies a lot as a kid. So,
yeah.
But I just don't remember certain specific things in it.
But these things wouldn't be in those movies.
Well,
so.
Or whatever.
Bosk is in Empire Strikes
Back.
He's
in the movie.
Yeah.
As much as IG-88 is. And,
yes.
And,
that I remember.
And the guy that starts with the D that looks like...
Deskin.
Yeah. I don't know. Bandage Man.
Yeah. Worst bounty hunter ever. And that other... What's the other one? The black robot guy who's got the giant head with all the things poking out it that nobody gives a shit about?
Starts with an L.
Okay, I thought it was just a bunch of letters that wasn't as good as IG-88.
It's like Locus 9 or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
He sucks. Dengar,
yep.
Yeah, had that action figure.
Did both of you read the Bounty Hunter book that was published or something? Like, to know
the
all this?
Tales of Jabba the Hutt's Palace.
I had The Essential Guide to Star Wars Characters, Planets, Technology.
Guides.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah, my parents hated me for good reason.
I used to just eat cereal in the morning and read about the Millennium Falcon.
Yep, me too. Yeah,
sounds exciting.
Yeah, I learned what meters were from that book because
yeah,
for some goddamn reason they decided to measure everything in fucking
everybody's
England.
Height was in meters.
Yeah, yeah. Wookiee Chewbacca stands roughly 3 meters, which is that's 9 feet. That's huge.
Yep,
that's not true.
I mean, it's not true.
Well, he's probably seven
foot something,
and a half something
yeah.
in the movie.
They're not 9 feet tall. F that.
Okay,
that's stupid. That's wrong.
2.7 meters.
He might not know exactly how.
Okay, that's from the top of the fur. I don't remember what the goddamn
doesn't
number.
Know what his fucking number is.
Jesus Christ! I was able to pull Dengar out of my ass.
You should have been.
Slack.
You should have been impressed with Z-95 Headhunter.
God, I was.
I'm not the guy to be impressed by that kind of stuff. Sorry.
It was the precursor to the X-wing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to move up your
fixed
glasses
wings, right?
up a little bit?
Yes.
Fixed
your
wings. Yeah. You couldn't go into the X mode.
Right. It only had two of those wingy things. Anyway.
So
let's get away from Star Wars as fast as we can.
What'd you play, Andy?
I finished this Spider-Man game that everybody thought was stupid.
What's it called?
It's the Amazing Spider-Man.
I watched that
as bad as I thought. And that was the same. It was pretty much the same as the movie, where the movie I was like, was that you that was saying that the movie was too angsty?
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah.
It was that Griffin Hoffman on Facebook.
Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was Griffin Hoffman or another person.
That's okay. I fell asleep mid-conversation with people, so I can't blame you.
I finished it. It was good. I don't know. I like Spider-Man games, so it's like, it's the way it is. Then I played Halo Anniversary Edition. You know, continuing the series.
Yeah.
Andy plays a game from last year. And I don't like it. There's no real point. It's nice. It looks prettier. It's for people who are fans of Halo. And you can't even like look down the sights because it's an old game. It's a game from 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like when I played Counter-Strike Go.
It feels like an in-between Perfect Dark and like a modern shooter.
Yeah. You can't ADS, and that feels weird in video games.
So I keep throwing a grenade because that's the button.
When you played it, did you switch on the fly? Like, did you enjoy that part of it? Where you can swap between the old school graphics?
And I did. And with my Kinect, I could just tell it to do that.
Oh, you have a Kinect?
Like, yeah.
Ugh.
I can just say classic, it'll go back to it and then like remastered and it'll switch back and forth, which is cool.
Did you download Kinect Party? When it was free?
No.
Like in December last year?
No. I've never actually played a Kinect game with my Kinect. The voice recognition is so good.
Really?
That's the only reason I use it. I can talk to it like a regular person. I'll just do like Xbox Play. And it'll play something. Yeah. I like that. I buy it.
You must not interact with a lot of normal people.
Oh, is that not a weird... Okay. Yeah, I get it.
No, it's how I talk to Siri. Where, you know, the commercials are like... Siri, tell me something that's on your mind right now. And then, you know, it's giving the impression that you could have a conversation with the phone. But in essence, it's just me saying, Siri, or it's just me going, press button, call Gen Mobile.
Right.
Which is like the same thing.
Xbox next episode.
Yeah. I've done on any other voice service before.
Right.
Computer.
Yeah, because we talked about head tracking with that racing game. Like I told you that my Kinect, it will...
Mm.
It'll turn my camera.
Everything that happens on previous podcasts.
That's okay. I've never actually played a Kinect game because it requires so much space.
Yeah.
It requires like 12 square feet of space.
That's my problem.
And nope. I'm not going to move my coffee table just so I can dink around and Kinect Safari.
Yeah.
Or Kinect Adventures. Whatever. Anyway.
Same problem with Tony Hawk's Skate. You remember what that was, Matt? Was that the right
name? Board?
Yeah.
I can't remember if that's what it's called, though.
John Ryan and myself tried to do that in my old main apartment. It did not
work.
Yeah, I was there. Oh, you were there for that? Yeah, that did not work.
It was busted.
Yeah, busted as hell.
Turns out plastic skateboard.
Crap. We moved everything in my apartment to the corners just in case he was picking it up, and it still was just dead. God. So I played some games, too.
Yeah, what did you play, Griff?
I played...
Probably something more interesting.
Probably not.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't go that far. I played God of War Ascension, the ass-butt-poop game. I don't know. That's what I wrote.
Explain.
Here. Ascension, I can't spell Ascension, so I wrote ass-butt-poop.
It's nothing to do with the game. It has to...
No, it's 100... It's perfect synergy, because the game is...
Full of ass.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Is there poop in the game?
Not yet. I only played about 45 minutes of it, and
but it wouldn't surprise you.
Wouldn't surprise me. I don't, Matt, you shake your head like, ugh, you don't even give it a chance. But I gave it a chance. You start that game up in single player, and it just throws you right into you being chained up in a tutorial. And Kratos does not say a word, or does it give any exposition as to what the hell is going on to the point when I turn it off.
Hmm.
It is not an interesting game. It looks beautiful. Like
Is it for PS3?
Yeah, PS3. Yeah. Like it is absolutely gorgeous. Like the detail to Kratos's like face pock marks is just unbelievable.
That always really impressed me with God of War, actually.
Yeah. But then when I was playing it, I was telling Ryan this at work, it just plays like a PS2 game, where it's like, mm-hmm. you can't see anything because the camera zooms so far out of what you're actually doing. The combos are uninspired. The level design is completely obvious and uninteresting. And it's just, it just does everything a God of War game has always done, where it's like, run into this area, kill some dudes, see some more dudes you know you have to kill, pull lever, kill more dudes, camera zooms out as something big in the background moves. Okay, now you're fighting on that thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Goes on way too long.
Button mash sequence.
Yep. Hit the QTE buttons as you're flying through the air. Okay, mm-hmm. you missed them. Doesn't really matter anyway.
Yep.
Try again. Yeah. So I played that, and then I got... I guess the biggest reason why I stopped playing was I got to actually a pretty cool level where you're playing in, like, a prison cell that's being held by a giant, and you fight these guys in the cell, and then every... Once you kill the guys, the giant rotates the cell on his hands.
So there's more dudes.
So it's just a really cool level.
Yeah,
the only
cool.
problem is it's not dynamic. It's not like it's rotating on the fly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then the combat sucks, and it's zoomed out like so you can see all the coolness of this giant holding this thing, and you can't fucking see Kratos.
Right.
Because he looks like everything else in that game.
Huh. Interesting.
And then when I'm playing that too, it's my... The constant problem I have with every video game that isn't Bayonetta, where I'm like, this dodge sucks ass.
What do you mean? Like, just like, it's not responsive
it's
enough?
It's not responsive. Yeah. You don't get any invulnerability. Like, so you have to pay attention to where you're rolling. It's just mean.
Gotcha.
And it's just, it's so flat. Like, it's so, it's just the same God of War that it's always been. And,
yeah.
And probably even less such, because they're plumbing the depths of mythology at this point now, where you start playing this one-armed, speckly, booby chick who looks like she was on Deep Space Nine or something, and she's got weird, like, insect pincers coming out of her back, and somehow you're supposed to know her, and you fight these insect people, half-insect, half-people, and these giants that have many, many arms, and you're like, this is a weird part of Greek mythology. Like, this is like the Sumerillion of Greek mythology. Like, nobody fucking knows this shit except for those people who study this.
Did you beat any of the other previous God of
War
games?
Beat God of War 3.
Oh, so did you play the first two at all?
I watched you
play the second one.
Did you?
I played the demo for the first one where you killed the Leviathans.
Mm-hmm. The Hydra.
Hydras, the water monsters.
That was one of... That Hydra... thing changed, that level changed the way I looked at
games. Okay, so that's yeah, it was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But now God of War Ascension,
right, is the same.
Feels like it hasn't gone anywhere beyond that.
Right.
Just seems like it looks good, but then it just is nothing new. And then my PlayStation was like turning the fans into overtime, and it's just like I was like I should probably not do this right now. This game's too much for my poor girl. I got to shut it down. So I stopped playing, and I'll play the multiplayer tonight, and then I'll send it back. So
what is multiplayer in God of War like?
I don't know.
Garbage.
What do you do?
Dumb.
Do you fight each other? Is that the idea?
We'll
like
find
PvP?
Out. I don't know.
Okay.
I think you
tune in next week when Griff talks about playing
Stay
God
for
of
Turkey
War multiplayer.
Burgers, and we can play some God of War together.
Okay.
I hear it's like Power Stone.
No. I don't think so. I don't think it is.
I
won't like it.
I have no doubt I won't like it. It's multiplayer.
It's a multiplayer for God of War. Not just multiplayer. Multiplayer for God of War.
Yeah. That's if Kevin good. Sorbo is just talking to me, then I'm in.
What the hell is Kevin Sorbo doing these days anyways?
God of War voiceovers.
Well, Comic-Con's coming up soon.
That's true.
Well, does he go as Hercules or Andromeda or what?
Yeah, he goes as Andromeda.
Well, there are usually multiple days.
Wasn't he
events.
On a show called Andromeda?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. I just don't know what his character
is. Captain
name
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fake Star Trek man.
Yes.
He's also, didn't he replace Fabio as the front of the cover for romance novel stuff?
Maybe.
You sure got the look for it.
I really, really, really don't know.
That's a question I wake up every morning asking myself.
What happened to Kevin Sorbo? Hey,
I liked watching his movies in the mid-90s, and then he just fell off the face of the earth.
What were his movies?
Yeah, what movies?
Hercules.
Oh.
There were TV movies.
Oh, yeah. Well, the TV show?
I watched that too, but he also made like 3 or 4 movies. Yeah, I watched.
Were they based on the TV show, or was one spun off from the other?
I believe they were based off the TV show.
Okay.
And then they might.
This is one of the best podcasts we've ever done.
Yeah. Kevin Sorbo. No one else would talk about him.
I'm a big fan of Lucy Lawless and Xena.
Yeah.
I think that's like my
Buffy.
What else
has Lucy Lawless been in?
Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, see, that's something I never ever got into.
I don't know.
I got pissed off when I found out what the ending was, and I just was like, no, I'm not going to buy into this.
You're fine. You don't need to.
No. Nope. I don't.
Yeah, it's not cool. Rise? It's not cool to like Battlestar Galactica anymore because
everybody likes Battlestar Galactica.
No, because sci-fi is back to sucking.
Oh yeah,
like when it sucked in like 2004 and Battlestar was on, you're like, oh man, like bad cable TV shows can actually or channels can actually do something good. And then that series kind of ended on a really weird note, and then
Lost ended.
Yeah. Anything that was ever good on TV ended on a weird note, and then that was about it. And gotcha. Sci-fi crawled back under its rock.
You should watch good television shows.
Like what?
Like Breaking Bad. You ever watched The Wire?
No.
You should watch The Wire.
I've watched Breaking Bad. It made me feel nervous. I didn't like it.
Oh, you don't like feeling nervous, huh?
What's the matter, Griff?
I guess.
Griff, you're like feeling nervous.
So nervous right now. I don't know, man. Like, I don't watch. I started watching a documentary on the NWO on Netflix the other night. That was really good.
Huh.
Like I said, best podcast ever.
So I also played. I beat Ni No Kuni, kinda, last night.
Oh, kinda, huh?
Yeah.
What's that?
Ni No Kuni is.
Is it said with a high pitched voice? Is it a Japanese thing? Is it like Ni No Kuni?
Yeah.
No, you've got Ni No Kuni.
Yes.
That's why you have to say it.
That works too. Either way.
We're racist.
High pitched
so
schoolgirl mode or samurai bastard mode.
I can't speak for you, but I'm pretty racist.
Anyway, this game is, I've talked about it quite a bit. It's very good. It's very good and it's very bad. It's a JRPG, obviously. It has Pokemon elements as well as Tales of Vesperia style or Tales of whatever style combat. The art is by Studio Ghibli, the people that bring you the movies like Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke, Ponyo.
Wait, so is this the is this their game? Because they have another game, right?
Art. It's level 5. The people who make Professor Layton and have done the Rogue Galaxy games or Dark Cloud.
Right, because doesn't Studio Ghibli have a game too? Maybe it's for PC.
If they had a game, I don't know of it.
Unless this is it, there is one.
Their name is attached to this game in a big way.
All right.
It's very good. It's beautiful. I've put close to 60 hours into this, which is a lot of time. I would say the combat is kind of bad. I've put it down to easy because it's just...
Just want to get through it.
Yes and no. Like, I do really want to get through it, but I also just like playing the game because it gives you so many cool systems, so many cool things, and such a fun world to be a part of. Except the characters aren't given enough attention. The combat seems a little stymied by itself. Like, it asks too much of you without giving you the ability to actually act on it. But the story it's telling is fun overall. The art is fantastic. It's a great game. It's a great game to lose yourself in, which is what I'm doing right now. So I beat what I'm assuming is the main story. Because I resolved the overall conflict, and now I got to a point where they're like, you're about to go back to your life, Oliver, and everything is happy. And then it was like, record scratch, and then the new part of the game opened up.
Or is it?
Yeah.
Right.
So I think this was the part that was developed for the West, like as DLC in Japan. Because in Japan, it's just Ni No Kuni, maybe the Tale of the Dark Djinn or something like that, and here it's the Wrath of the White Witch. So I think in this section you deal with the overall arching evil lady that's been kind of orchestrating all this stuff.
Reminds me of Persona 4 in a way.
In a way. It's not as good as Persona 4 by any means.
No, it's too bad.
But it does do different things. Like, if Persona 4 had a giant map you could traverse...
Well, I would say more of the ending. Remember when you fight the giant eyeball, and then you find, like, that's not the final boss? You're like, you're ready to go home.
The final boss.
And then there's,
boss.
Like, that white lady...
Ghost. Gas station lady?
Yeah, gas station person. And then, like, oh, that's the final boss.
This is much bigger than that. It's
much
not
bigger?
Like,
okay.
Hey, this is the secret last boss that you could have fought. This is, like, you think your game is over. Now you have another 10 to 15 hours of gameplay.
Mm.
And an entire new part of the continent to explore.
Ugh.
So, that game's really good.
I'm not going to play it.
Yeah, that's fine. Nobody will.
I'm going to play my Final Fantasy 13-3.
I hate you.
Yeah, I'm going to love that game.
Mm.
All right.
Like I said, we played Parappa the Rapper 2. I beat Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. I don't know if I talked about that 2 weeks ago, but
I can't remember.
I beat it. It's done.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It's not like a Metal Gear Solid game.
Yeah.
It is Metal Gear, not Solid.
Right. I played Ridiculous Fishing. If you have an iPhone, you should get that game.
What was it like? Was it?
It's like a JRPG that combines elements of Pokemon with it. No.
Was it ridiculous?
It was bananas. They should have called it Banana Fishing. Bananas. No, the full title is Ridiculous Fishing, A Tale of Redemption.
This sounds like Charles Barkley Shut Up and Jam.
And it kind of is. No, not by any means. But it's an iPhone game. It's super simple. $3. And it's very, very basic. Like, you are a fisherman, and you cast your lure into the water. And as the lure is traveling down, you have to tilt your eye device to avoid contacting any fish. And then you want to go as low as possible and then either stop because of the length of your line or hit a fish, and then you start traveling back up. And then as your line's getting pulled back up, you're moving it the device to have the line touch all the fish on your way back up. So that's how you catch them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the boat, and then they get flung into the air, and you shoot them with a fucking shotgun.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
He's dead serious, yes.
Yeah.
So can... I'm still laughing about A Tale of Redemption.
Serious.
That's cracking me up. Like, Ridiculous Fishing, A Tale of Redemption. Yeah, shoot some fish. So have you figured out where the redemption comes in?
I haven't yet.
I thought you were going to say you throw a lure into the ocean, and that as it goes down, you contemplate existentialism.
No. I feel like there might be something that happens later in the game, but there's also a lot of really weird stuff in it, too. Like,
oh, you mean like shooting fish with a shotgun as they fly through the air?
Weirder. Like, weird in the more existential contemplation of my life is worth living or not. But, like, it's... Your interface with the non-game part of the game, like the menus, is a fake phone that's made out of wood. And then on your phone, you have this thing called Birder, which is a fake Twitter account that people are always updating with nonsense. And it's really, really weird and super meta.
I
like,
kind of want to, yeah.
Making fun of Twitter in a fake Twitter sort of thing, but doing all the same Twitter bullshit where it's just constant retweeting and replies. And it's weird. It's really weird. And then there's Fishipedia, which is a resource that tells you about all the fish you caught. It's a great hook to keep you playing all the time, like with just the constant progression of new gear. Like, you start out with a pistol, you get a shotgun, you eventually get a Gatling gun, a bazooka, like, and then you're also upgrading other things. Like, when your fish get flung into the air, like, I currently have an anti-gravity device that is explained to be two black holes in bipolar rotation that have been placed in the center of the Earth that reduces the Earth's gravitational pull by one half.
Okay, makes sense.
So only the fish, they float slower.
Yeah.
I also did an experiment today because I found a fish that just doesn't ever fall back down. So I let it go up into the air for 20,000 meters.
Mm-hmm. So you're still waiting for it to come down?
No, I killed it at 20,000, but normally you stop around 200.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Hmm. So you threw it, yeah, and it reached escape velocity.
I was trying to see what happens if you hit like airplane regions or outer space regions, but right. I didn't have the patience. So it's really fun.
What if you just missed the end of the game? That was the test.
See, that's what is amazing about iPhone games and stuff. It's like that could be the tale of redemption right there. You watch the trailer for that game, which I just was looking online for, and it opens with your character as an old man, like sitting in his boat, like in the darkness, and then he looks over and there's a revolver in a glass bottle.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And then there's a shot of him grabbing the glass bottle and you hearing a shattering noise. And then it cuts to the game with him shooting these stupid fish out of the air. So.
Now, how is tail spelled? Is it T-A-L-E or is it T-A-I-L?
I know that there's something more going on in the game because of the background of the game. Like, I had heard that this game was released as like a demo or like a little cross section of it or something like that, like a free to play little bit or something.
Yeah.
And it was incomplete. People took it, pirated it, took the same idea, and then released it as free to play on the Apple Store.
Uh huh.
So they had to rework a bunch of concepts and then re-release it. Well, actually release it that was different from their original vision. So I'm wondering if that has something to do with the title, you know, because...
Gotcha. It might not have anything to do with the title.
Right.
Right.
The title could be in regards to them getting fucked over by the system and less of, like, them having some weird narrative element of...
Gotcha. Of a man contemplating suicide while he's...
with fish.
But instead deciding to murder fish.
Yeah.
You should play Frog Fractions.
I have.
Okay.
That's a weird game, too. I could get past the text adventure.
Play anything else?
No.
No? Oh, that's disappointing.
No, I haven't...
Oh, wait, never mind. I saw your Game 5, but that's probably God of War, so...
Yeah. I got Gears of War... Ass-butt-poop.
Oh, ass-butt-poop. The other one... Okay.
It's Gears of War, God of War 4, I think, is...
Does Bioshock come out next week?
Yeah.
So, you know, buckle up.
Man. Get ready to play some games. Okay, so let's talk about some news, since that's where we're at right now. Let's go through the list of people that no longer work at companies they used to work at. Howard Stringer, ex-CEO and chairman of Sony, will be retiring in June.
Okay.
I didn't hear that. That's surprising.
Yeah.
Is he old?
Yeah.
Well, then.
He's also British.
That seems weird.
What's that?
I don't know. Aren't they Japanese?
Yeah. He's only the CEO, though.
I guess, yeah.
It wasn't, you know. But that company needs an overhaul. Big time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. Sony is...
What's Kaz Hirai's position then? Isn't he
CEO? President and CEO.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's his name? Andrew House. He's president of SCEA, Sony Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
The video game side of it. Other news, John Riccitiello, your favorite CEO of EA, has resigned. So,
yep.
Goodbye, microtransactions. No, if you care to look it up, his resignation letter is public. You can read it. It's pretty interesting. It doesn't seem happy, and all the reports on it too. Like, it doesn't. Nothing ever says like, ugh. Good riddance.
Yeah,
like, but
I'm out of here.
There is really no sort of positive twist for it, except for like, yeah, he did some good stuff with expanding us to an online focus, I guess.
I mean, CEO. I mean, it's not really up to him anyway. I mean, he says yes to things. That's what you do. You say yes or no when you're a CEO, right? I mean,
I don't know.
Of a giant company.
I learned a lot from reading the Steve Jobs biography about how that stuff works, which is going from 0 to 1 on a scale of like 5,000.
Right.
So I would imagine that no, he actually has no power because it's all about the boardroom and chairman and investors.
Right.
But he's also a face of what that company stands for. Yes. So if right now they're going to hang on him microtransactions and online interactivity, and they're going to say, well, he's gone, thus begins the new age of EA.
Right.
Then that's great. Like, bring it on. Do you know that EA used to publish all the Square games on the PlayStation 1?
I didn't.
Yeah,
weird. I never really played PlayStation 1, so.
Wow. All the games that you should love were published by EA on the PlayStation.
Medieval. No, that's not Square.
No, definitely no. No. But, like, any Final Fantasy game or Square game at that time was published by EA.
Published by EA?
Yeah.
You sure?
No, but, like, 70%. I'm not willing to make a stake bet on it.
I think you're
again.
Wrong.
All right.
I'm saying you're wrong.
All right, fine.
You need a computer here is what you need, because you do this a lot. You just challenge people, and we never find out the answer.
I'll make a checklist and then text
all right,
Griff
man.
Later.
Talk about some Ron Gilbert leaving Double Fine, and I'll look up this.
I don't even know anything about that. Leaving who?
He's been with Double Fine forever. But I don't know. Like, the face of the company is really, what's his name?
Tim Schafer.
Ron Gilbert really hasn't been out there in public, but I guess he started Double Fine or was with Double Fine for, well, Griff's shaking his head no, but he was there for a long time, since the 90s. But
what? No.
Ron Gilbert?
Double Fine hasn't existed since the 90s.
You sure?
Yeah, positive on this one. This one.
I'm good. I think you're wrong.
This one is Steak Bet Town. No, you're thinking of LucasArts.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Gilbert used to be Schaefer's boss, and
yes,
then he brought him on through the Monkey Island stuff and let him go and do his Day of the Tentacle and all his great works. So then once Schaefer broke off from that, started his own company, Double Fine, he hired Ron Gilbert on. And Gilbert kind of just sat and did... After Ron Gilbert did the Death Bank games, and they kind of like went over like a dirty wet fart...
Yeah,
he then kind of got work with Schaefer, and then produced The Cave, and nobody really liked The Cave, and now he's out of there. So.
Did you ever play a Death Bank game?
I did. I played the first one all the way through.
I played the first one, too.
It's not very good.
It's not very good.
It's also not the worst.
There's some... It's funny sometimes. Like, they sort of know that the game was terrible. Like, I don't know. There's some good humor in it, but there's also some really bad humor in it.
So, Double Fine's first game was Psychonauts, I'm guessing, right? If not, you're almost getting to 1999 territory with Double Fine then. Because Psychonauts didn't come out till like 2003, 2004, but was in development for years.
Really,
and kept
really
being
interested in putting them in the 90s.
Okay. I'm probably wrong, I know I'm right with the Electronic Arts not publishing Final Fantasy. I am sure of that.
All right, you talk, and I'm going to look this up.
So, Andy. Did you start WoW like when it first came out, or were you a
Double Fine was founded in July 2000.
Oh, just off. So just off.
I started WoW in 2007, so like 2 years after it came out.
2 or 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you download a lot of mods? Everyone downloads mods for that game.
You have to if you want to be a douche.
Yeah.
It seems like
if
that.
You just say if you want to be a douche.
Yeah.
If you want to be successful, you have to.
/ a douche.
That's kind of dumb.
No, just hang out with douches enough, and they'll tell you what to download.
It makes things a lot easier. And I have one that makes everything prettier. So I'm just because be honest, like if you play it, Spartan UI is really, really good for making your UI not ugly. It puts your map in the bottom of the center bottom of the screen, and then everything you need is on right or left on the bottom. So you have the whole top.
Star Wars, you can customize your interface like as much as you want.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I've done a little bit of tweaking here and there, so that's a really nice feature.
Mods, lots of them. Deadly boss mods, gotta have it.
That tells you what to do in all the boss fights.
Yeah, but at the same time, right, like deadly boss mods, if you have it, it makes the boss fights less interesting. Because it's like, run away! Or, don't stand in the fire.
Man.
You haven't even fought a boss yet, have you? Or you haven't even started playing World of Warcraft.
No, I haven't. I probably never will. I'll play.
Damn it, Matt! In the past,
I thought 50 you
minutes.
Account.
You haven't made an account.
You haven't played an instance yet.
No, played one. Actually, I played multiple instances in Star Wars, but a couple of them I did
it's
by myself
been a
because
year since I played WoW.
That was too. I was over leveled
to the point where I can't remember the first dungeons' names. Oh, that's sad.
The Whispering Caverns.
No, not the first one.
What's the mine one? There's like something mines.
The
Mines of Moria. Sure, why not?
That's the one with Edwin Van Cleef in it.
Oh, you're talking the first, the Blackwater? Blackface?
Yeah, Blackface, sure. Yeah.
Just stop. No. No, it's embarrassing to me that I don't know it, so let's move on.
Oh, God, for shame.
No, seriously. Like, when you spend years playing a game, like...
Yeah, but you don't go to the same areas time and time again, necessarily. Like, at some
point...
Yeah,
you do.
Doesn't some area become obsolete? Like, there's no reason for me to go here anymore. Like, nobody's there anymore. And...
Yeah, except for then there's heroic versions of those dungeons. And then and then you start another character. You start alts and you help people level up through those things. And
does WoW even have like an interesting story or no? It's not. No.
No. No. The answer is no.
I disagree.
No, it's dumb.
I don't know. That's kind of the only reason I keep going in Star Wars just to see what the end game is.
Okay. here are the Square EA games that were published.
Oh no.
Brave Francis Musashi, Bushido Blade 2, Chocobo Racing, Chocobo Dungeon 2, Chrono Cross, Driving Emotion Type
up into
S,
my face. Make sure
Air Guys, Final Fantasy Anthology, Final Fantasy Chronicles, Final Fantasy 9, Final Fantasy 8, Final Fantasy 7, Final Fantasy 10, Front Mission 3, Kingdom Hearts, Parasite Eve 2, Saga Frontier 2, Threads of Fright and Xenogears.
They did Kingdom Hearts, I didn't know that.
It was a partnership between...
It seems weird for EA to not put their logo at the front of a game.
It's,
Or maybe they didn't, I just
This is
care.
Square Electronic Arts, a weird California-based conglomeration of both companies, and I think it's probably more likely that they did the U.S. publishing and the localization.
This is driving me crazy.
Because I never saw a logo on those
The
games.
Dead Mines.
Dead Mines.
Dead Mines, that's what it's called.
Did you just realize that, or were you just messing with me?
No, I just realized that.
Damn it.
My brain works at like 45% slower than everybody else.
Dead Mines, yep.
I remember hearing a lot about Dead Mines.
Dead Mines.
That's all I remember.
Smite. So you were Alliance.
Yes. My friend was, or my roommate was.
Right, because you haven't played. You're already doing it. You're doing a good job. Like, you... of hanging.
I'm not going to play it. I'll play a StarCraft MMO. I think that'd be cool.
It's called StarCraft, too.
There's actually a mod out for Warcraft where somebody made a StarCraft MMO. Yeah.
So Jason West has left Respawn Entertainment. I don't know. You may be familiar with that name. Usually goes with Zampella, Vince Zampella, creators of the Call of Duty franchise, and most notably, you know,
World of War.
Modern Warfare. Warfare.
Yes.
Yeah. World of... So he's gone from that company.
Apparently he wasn't involved for months beforehand, though.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
What? So. He wasn't involved in...
Anything, yeah.
I hear it's not nearly as nefarious as it might sound. Like, there may not be, like, some weird corporate nonsense going on behind it. Like, it sounds... From the story that I heard about it, it's... From Giant Bomb, they said he was kind of on the out to begin with because of family issues and health issues and stuff like that. So he was never really a part of it anyway. I think it was more like he was just soldiering the lawsuit and then just kind of
trooper.
Got out. Yeah.
Yeah. He has enough money anyway, so he doesn't really need to do anything.
Yeah.
What else?
Maxis and EA... say they're very sorry for the Sim City launch.
I got an email that said sorry, even though they haven't released a Mac version of the game and they won't for like a couple months, which is just bullshit.
That game doesn't look good even when the servers are working.
So they sent me an apology for like, hey, sorry, we messed up this game you can't play yet.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the apology is for.
If you have an Origin account and you've purchased...
you do get a free game.
You get a couple free games, I think.
Yeah.
You get, like, Battlefield 3, Bejeweled 3.
Yeah,
it's
cool. There's a list. What it is there's a list. You
Need
get one
for speed.
Game, and there's a bunch of there's a okay. bunch of them on the list.
All right.
So do you know what happened? What they mess up? Just is it just that bad? They're like, we're really sorry about SimCity, guys. Here's a free game.
Server issues.
Yeah.
Oh well, that's stupid because everybody knows this isn't. If you've ever played an MMO,
but SimCity isn't an MMO. Is
but I think it's an always online thing.
You're right. I mean, mm-hmm. in reality, for people who follow video games, it's. You knew this when you were getting into it.
Right.
For
launch day is always shit.
85% of the rest of the population who bought SimCity, they're like, hey, this is the SimCity I always knew. I'm going to build some towns and fucking make
right.
some economics.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And then they can't play. They can't play their game, even though they think it's a single-player game, because it's the same SimCity they've ever known. Now they can't even play it. Like, they're like, wow, this doesn't
it's a bunch
make any
of
sense.
Sharing stuff. I think you actually interact with cities like next to you, like regions.
Yep.
You know, so
you have
to,
in order to be successful.
So yeah, it's always online.
And then you can't even if you're like, well, I'll just play all the cities myself.
Right.
You can't do that because each city is individually managed online.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say you can take a region and use all the cities for yourself.
You can, but what's happening in each one of those cities is also being managed via server online. So it's like when you hop out of one city
right.
and go to your next city.
It's just
right.
like it's not like the mayor just is like, see you later, guys. I'll see you in 6 months.
Right.
Like,
let's to keep it in the MMO mind space, each city is basically an instance. So when you exit that instance, it continues to run outside of what you're doing.
Right.
Yet you go into another instance where it is completely separate from what is happening in the other location.
Yeah. So, okay. yeah. SimCity people who complained.
Well, for good reason.
Really, though? Because we were just talking about it. Like, this happens every time.
But it's really fucked up.
Is
like,
it really
just
bad?
Just because there's a giant piece of poop in the living room that's always been there doesn't mean it's okay that there's a giant piece of poop in the living room.
I guess.
Well, I think they took
but,
out...
Like, you're getting into the domestic violence...
Let's think about...
Sort of, like, battered wife syndrome
on
video games.
From No, I'm not. I mean, let's think about it from a developer standpoint. Or not a developer, a publisher. You want to spend as little money on servers as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And that means optimizing your system for the normal amount of traffic you're going to get on a normal day.
Mm-hmm.
Not launch week.
Sure.
So there's no infrastructure for it. There's no infrastructure for everybody to be playing at the same time.
But why isn't there? It's not like this is their first
because
rodeo.
It happens for a week.
But this isn't
and then
a, this this
and
isn't
you just waste like $1 million.
First of all, here's 2 points. This is not the first time that a video game has launched has an online user base.
I'm not suggesting that EA was surprised at all. I think they knew exactly what they were doing.
And I'm also saying this is a company that has a ton of money and resources. So
that's
why
true.
Don't they just take an 18th of their FIFA servers down for a week and allocate that to, you
That's
know,
true.
Like
Fair
they,
enough.
It's not like they had to shell out a gajillion dollars to make this a smoother launch.
Uh-huh.
Like, they have all the equipment. They just need to shovel it in that direction.
So, yeah. This is...
But if you're saying there's some conspiracy where they're like, we'll just
no.
wait. We'll just wait it out. Like, we know it's going to be fucked up. We'll just wait it out.
I think that they do that.
Really?
Yeah, I think they know it's going to be fucked up. They're not idiots. Like, and like you said, it happens every time. It happened
right.
for Diablo. It happens for World of Warcraft every time there's a big patch, much less an expansion. If it's always online, it's going to have that problem.
I think that Blizzard especially
is really good
and
at mitigating
Activision
it.
Even like with Call of Duty games like.
Yes.
They do a great job with at this point in time in managing that sort of like influx at the beginning.
Right. I'm trying to think of I'm sure there is one. I'm just not thinking of it. Can you think of an example of an EA game that has that the massive server demands of like a Call of Duty or a World of Warcraft or
Madden, FIFA?
You think they are that big? I mean, I know they're that popular, but do you think that people
FIFA
play
and Madden are
that
the
much?
Biggest are their biggest franchises? So
yeah. Okay, that's true. Then, yeah, you have a good point.
But I think that it's short-sighted. Like, I think
Absolutely.
It is. You're well, I think you're right in them saying like, oh yeah, well this will be busted for the first 2 days and we'll fix it. But I think it ended up being a million times more busted than they could have ever actually speculated. Sure.
I think that's fair. I think that happens a lot. Yeah. Like I think game companies underestimate the amount of popularity you experience in the first 5 days of a release.
I also think every time. Part of that comes from the misuse of betas.
Except for Blizzard. Because they've done it a jillion times.
Right.
And they know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah. I think Blizzard is... It's old hat for them at this point, where they're like, yep, everything...
We're just going to assume that everybody
shit gets
in the world plays
retarded it. For a couple days.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember, God, the first expansion, things just went like... for a week.
See, when I did... I think Wrath of the Lich King... was the point in which they got everything together.
Mm-hmm,
and
exactly.
It was flaky, but it was fine.
Yep.
You were able to play everything. That's when they introduced the instancing. Like, everything kind of just worked. You know, fortunately, we're also in the Midwest, so we don't have to deal with...
New York.
Well, like, yeah, like weird infrastructure things. And then I think I played on a pretty... No, I don't remember what server I was on. Maybe it was medium to high, not very high.
Right.
But fucking World of Warcraft.
Anyway, so yeah, we've talked more about World of Warcraft today than we have in years.
Yeah. So what happens with Ryan it's when popular Ryan's not game. Here? any of you guys a Thief fan? Thief?
I have heard about it and heard that I need to play it.
But
when it comes out again.
I'm interested in this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You like that Dishonored game?
Yeah. It's a good game. You should play it.
I have played it.
You should beat it. Don't play SimCity. Don't play Halo 4.
I will play it a year from now.
Dishonored.
I've already played Halo 4 and I like that. And I'm not going to play SimCity.
Same shit as it was before.
I got Civilization Revolution whatever purchased on Steam and I haven't downloaded it yet.
I'm going to download the shit out of SimCity.
I don't want to.
Just if you purchased it, just download it.
I'm afraid.
I'm gonna play
Why?
So much
it's going to kill my laptop.
Civ Rev?
Yeah. No, not Civ Rev. Like Civ 5.
Oh, Civ 5 will kill your...
Yeah. I was playing Fallout 2 the other day from Good Old Games.
It was
and no, it was fine. It was scalding me. Like, I had my laptop on my legs, and it was burning through my pants.
Fallout 2, which is... let's be clear, it's not even a 3D game.
Yeah. Black Isle Studios had their wrath.
It's a whatever, like a... I'm trying to think of what perspective
it's
it is.
It's a top-down 3D...
Yeah, top-down...
perspective with, yeah. It's like StarCraft.
Yeah, yes.
That's what kids are into these days.
Yeah.
Cool.
You should... Well, let's have an experiment. Let's see if you can run Civ 5.
I don't want to do that, because if I run it, I won't be able to do anything else, ever. If
sure
I run Civ 5 and it kills my laptop, then I'll be really sad.
I got one life to
then
live.
Then no more podcast.
Yeah, then no more podcasts. I'll lose a bunch of stuff.
I don't think it's gonna like incinerate everything.
You have? Do you know how hot MacBook Pros from 1990 or from 2008 get?
I do.
It would melt through this card table.
I have one of them,
man.
I'll get a new one as soon as I
have money,
get married, and paid this bills off.
Yeah,
then I'll buy a new one.
So, yeah.
Just you wait, internet.
So, what's next?
Thief 4, you guys are really into that. Obviously, Saints Row is a thing, but I was going to talk about Assassin's Creed 4. We talked about that last time. I don't remember.
2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, great.
Yeah, whatever.
There's a Phantom Pain interview on Game Trailer TV with Jeff Keighley and Joachim... Fjord.
What the hell's Phantom Pain again?
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, that's what it is, okay.
It's fake Metal Gear Solid 5 that was shown at the VGAs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dude in a... the game producer was wearing a bandage mask, like a balaclava made of bandages.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
I didn't watch it either because I can't. Like, I've been trying to find it, and I can't find it.
Huh.
Like, I went to Game Trailers and I tried to watch it off their site and the video just stalled out and died. Burr. And then I searched for it and it's just articles about it. So I just hope this is real and the conspiracy is getting way worse and it's not just a bad internet connection.
It's probably just Hideo like just messing around. Oh, no. Or some crap like that.
Whatever. It's not crap. It's awesome. Phantom Pain is cool. You don't know what's cool, Matt.
That's true. Well,
you tell me. You tell me, Runaway Brothers Band. What's cool?
Van Cleef.
Why is that cool?
Respecking is pretty cool.
Respecking for free is cool. You don't have to pay.
Yeah, whatever.
Star
what's
Wars.
One gold? Chump change.
Yeah, let's get that off a Chinese gold farmer. So,
I wipe my
whatever.
Butt with one gold. Seriously. It's really uncomfortable.
No big deal.
Yeah. You know what else is cool? Saints Row 4 trailer.
That's just leftover stuff from Saints Row 3 piled into a new game.
Yeah, the same way. Yep.
It's not really Saints Row 4.
It's like Saints... You are really interesting because you don't play any games, but you know
I played...
a lot about games.
Oh, I've played more games than both of you combined.
Okay.
Maybe not
but
in
not
the past 3 months.
Recently.
But...
Okay, that's fair.
No, but I played Saints Row 3, and I know what they did to it because all this stuff was going to be DLC. But gotcha.
There was April Fool's...
But then their company disintegrated?
April 1st, 2012, they announced this thing called Saints Row Wrath of the Dominatrix, or Enter the Dominatrix, and it was a joke where it was like, you play as a guy who went into virtual space, abducted by aliens, and you got superpowers and shit, and this is Saints Row, so that's crazy! And then a couple months later, they're like, yeah, so we're actually going to make that. We've actually been making
it. We thought about it, and that sounded pretty great.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And then the company kind of, you know, was starting to take baths, and they were like, okay, so instead of that being just DLC, we're going to spin that off into its own disc-based game. Like, it's going to be Enter the Dominatrix Saints Row 3, the expansion game. And then... the company died and was purchased by Deep Silver. So now Deep Silver, your friends and mine, who brought us Who Do You Voodoo Bitch, Dead Island.
Hey, I like that.
Dude, and Deep Silver sounds like a horse name. Deep Silver.
Coming out of the back, it's Deep Silver, lead in the pack.
Kind of does, yeah.
They are now fronting that and pushing that game out, and it's going to come out sometime this year. And Matt, you're absolutely right. It looks like more Saints Row 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
Saints
right,
Row 3 was
like,
amazing.
Yeah,
I liked it, but not as much as Grift did. Yeah.
But see, I was really reluctant when I saw the trailer. I was like, oh, this trailer's kind of flat. Like, I'm not really liking it. But I feel like this will work out for me in the end. Like, once Saints Row 4 comes out, I'll be like, this is great. Like, maybe they intentionally,
oh my god,
showed a bad trailer that I was like, I'm not really into this. This is lacking like the oomph.
You think
of the
they intentionally
game. No.
Undersold their game?
God, no. I think they just made like a half-assed game with old assets and you know, a year's worth of old ideas. So,
yes.
So hopefully, right. I'm reading that correctly. And then once they release it, I'll be like, this is awesome.
I'd be interested to see what they do after it, because this is obviously just the remnants of.
Yes.
Of Tanksville.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the dregs they bought.
Right.
And what they had.
They're going to get rid of it. They'll just publish it, and then they'll make their own.
Yep. Same team, but, you know, it's like...
Right.
Now, with a budget,
yeah.
I just hope that this game doesn't, like, tank seriously, and they're like, and well, they, I guess...
No more Saints Row.
And it's coming out a month before Grand Theft Auto, whatever.
Oh, Jesus. What?
No, it's smart.
It has
I
to.
Guess month before, yeah, because otherwise nobody, right?
Right. And yeah, then no what do you do if it's a month after? You're in new console territory, so you're like,
yep.
Bah.
Yep, you're in PS2 and PS3 land. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's all I have written down here.
God, Grand Theft Auto. Let's talk about another game I don't care about.
I'll play it, but
I will never finish it. I've never finished
but
a Grand Theft Auto
like
game.
It.
I've never finished one, because really, it's just more fun to drive around. And it's
you should play Saints Row.
So stupid.
You should play Saints Row 3.
I probably should.
You should have played Driver back in the PlayStation era. That was fun.
No.
Yeah.
You like touching walls?
You're like the old man of video games, dude. I swear
you
to God.
Touching walls.
That's how you got your health back. You like go to a wall and put your hand on it and rest.
No, that's the getaway.
Oh shit!
That was like a GTA in London thing.
Okay.
Driver, well, you didn't get out of the car. You just you had to escape the cops. And
that game sounds boring. If I can't touch the walls, I don't want to play it.
Yeah.
Uncharted. That's why Uncharted did so well.
Yep, sure. Walt, whatever you say.
Well, I think that's going to be it for today.
Fine. Good.
Well, I will end it right here, since you just so desperately want to, Andy. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Someday we'll do trivia again. Yeah. Goodbye.